The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy. I'm the broker, and with Pat Devaney, my fellow realtor husband. How are you?
Very good. What day is it? It's like almost St. Patrick's Day, isn't
almost
it?
Almost St. Patrick's
oh,
Day.
Oh, it might be in Scranton,
yes,
the way they celebrate.
It's the day is for you. It's named
it is,
after
it
you.
Is. I know it is. Thank
Happy
you.
St.
Thank
Patty's
you, everyone.
Day.
Thank
yes,
you.
You're welcome. We're with Susan Turkmanovich with Pennsylvania American Water Company. She is the external affairs manager, and she's here with us once again. We had her on last week. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm happy to be back again.
We're thrilled you are, too. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been advising, assisting, and guiding clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have, or if you'd like to suggest a topic, send it to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
There's a lot going on these days.
Oh, yes, there is. Lots going on.
There's a lot. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Check us out on Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook.
We're all over the place.
We're all over the place. And another thing I want to mention is the fact that we are continuously earning the Quality Service Award from Century 21 year after year. So we like to talk about that. We're very proud of that achievement. And it's because I have exceptional realtors
yes, you do.
At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Once again, Susan Turkmanovich, External Affairs Manager of Pennsylvania American Water Company. Last week, we had a great discussion because we were talking about frozen pipes, prevention, and prepare for... You could do that any time of the year.
Any time at all.
And then we were talking about imposters and scams. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. that's the day and age we live in and things to be aware of there. And we talked about that. What I would like to know, we don't have to spend a lot of time on this, but if I call Pennsylvania American Water Company and I need you to come out and do something, and we talked about this regarding the imposters, you know, they come without an appointment, they're knocking on a
right.
door, right? But say I call and I actually have an issue and Pennsylvania American Water has to come into my house,
right?
Why do they give me a 4-hour window?
Our field service representatives are out all day. They're going to different appointments, and when they go to investigate certain issues, when you get to a customer's home, you're not sure what you're going to find. You're not sure what kind of work is going to be needed, if it's something that can be done by the representative there, if it's something that needs to be scheduled or someone else needs to come out. And so therefore, you're not 100% sure of how much time they're going to spend with each customer, because certainly we don't want to just run in, find a problem, and leave and not fix it. If it's something that they can fix, if it has something to do with your meter, it's something that can be changed out, then we want to make sure that we can take care of that in, you know, one contact, first contact resolution, as opposed to making you wait. So unfortunately, you know, we can't gauge how much time that's going to take. And plus, in this area, we serve from pretty much three counties. We serve from Forest City, which is up at the end of Susquehanna County, down through the Mid-Valley, Scranton, the Abingtons, all the way down through the Wyoming Valley, Back Mountain, Mountaintop, down to Maconaqua. We have 140,000 customers. So, you know, while we try to keep our field service people in certain areas so that they can best serve our customers, there is travel time included as well. And we can schedule appointments, you know, based on your availability. If we have to do a weekend appointment, we can do that as well.
Oh, good to know.
And, you know, you can always say, can you have them call me before they come? And we can try to do that.
Well, I have the good fortune of being self-employed and moments away right. from my residence. But not many people have that flexibility. So when I get, I'm the one that's probably complaining to the representative on the phone. How could we do, you know, narrow this down a little bit more? But yeah, because we're all doing a bunch of things, always, you know, stretch to the limits. And I like to, you know, when I schedule a doctor's appointment, it's at 1:30. Chances are I'm probably not going to see the doctor at 1:30. Sometimes I'm sitting there for an hour and a half. So same kind of concept.
Exactly.
But yeah, that calling before is great, and it's worked out well for me.
And we appreciate our customers understanding that, you know, our employees are working and they're trying to help all of our customers that they have to see that day. But you know, we do work into the evening, so there can be later appointments in the evening as well as weekends, and we will do our best.
You try to accommodate them. Right. And then another point to mention is if anybody hasn't had that meter change, that from the inside of the home to the outside of the home.
Right. Well, it's not that. That's not the issue. What it is that every 20 years we're required to change meters by the Public Utility Commission. And that's just to make sure that the meters are working, they're up to date. So we are required, and as our customers' meters do come to that 20-year point, we do send letters to notify them to contact our contractor. Typically, we do contract that work out. Sometimes we will have our field service representatives do it themselves, but we usually identify who the contractor is in the area who's doing it. And the letter states, you know, please contact this company so that they can schedule an appointment for you. So that way you also, again, and this goes back to imposters, it's not one of our employees, but you do know who's coming. You know who the company is. You know when they're coming. And so we are required, as I said, every 20 years to change out customer meters.
Ah.
Yeah, they came to our house. Mm-hmm. He was in and out in 10 or 15 minutes. It was amazing. And he had the truck outside that was labeled. But the guy was in and out, boom, boom. No fooling around. It was really good.
Yeah, and we do identify the company, so you know who's coming. And it is a requirement every 20 years. So we do that, and then you won't hear from us for 20 years. But we do send letters ahead of time. And you know, if you don't respond to the first letter, we'll send a second letter. And then we'll send a third letter. And then we'll try to call you, and we'll try to schedule that appointment.
Now, let me ask you. You were talking about your coverage area. How many reservoirs do you have? Because we talked about this off air. I thought it was fascinating.
This is a very large service area for us. Now, first of all, Pennsylvania American Water is part of American Water, which is our corporate company. So we operate in about 40 states and parts of Canada. So our state subsidiaries are all named the same. We have Pennsylvania American Water. We have New Jersey American Water, Illinois American Water. We even go out to California American Water and Hawaii American Water. And I
want to get transferred there.
Yes. One of these days when we have these polar vortexes, I'm looking for a job in Hawaii. And in Pennsylvania, we serve approximately 650,000 customers across the state. On the water side, we have about 65,000 wastewater customers. That translates to about 2.4 million people in Pennsylvania. We're in 400 municipalities, 36 counties. In this area, in Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, we serve from Forest City, which is, you know, at the very end of Susquehanna County, all the way down through Lackawanna, Luzerne, 140,000 customers. And because we have 1,700 miles of pipe just in this area, so underneath the ground, 1,700 miles, 7,700 fire hydrants in our area, which as realtors, you all know the importance of public safety and having those fire hydrants.
You test the fire. What I find is fascinating is Pennsylvania American Water Company tests the fire hydrants here in our area, whereas in New York,
the fire department would test them, and we would just turn on a hydrant and turn everybody's water black.
There are certain municipalities where we don't own the hydrants, so the municipalities are responsible for that testing, but the majority of them we do. We do it typically in the spring. We'll start flushing hydrants. We try to do it in this area. We do it overnight because we want to minimize that impact. And we also try to notify our customers. We have a system called Code Red. If you don't mind, I'd like to mention that. Code Red is our customer notification system. And so what we'll do is we can identify the area where we're doing work, where we're flushing. We can draw a map and it will pull that customer information out there. If we have a valid phone number for our customers, it will call them. It will leave a message. Customers can also opt in for an email or a text. And then that information is placed on our website under our alerts notification, and customers can actually go on there. And we have an interactive map where you can zoom in to see, oh, am I affected by this situation or not?
All right. How many?
Sorry. And then I get back to the reservoirs.
Yeah, the reservoirs.
So we have such a large area. We actually have 9 water treatment plants that clean the water for our customers. They treat the water, take it from reservoirs, because we're very fortunate here in Pennsylvania. We have a lot of fresh water. We have a lot of surface water. So that water, our sources actually come from about 33 reservoirs.
Wow.
Now, we do have primary reservoirs. We have secondary reservoirs. But, you know, we're so very fortunate. You know, it's not like our counterparts out of California American Water, where a few years ago they were dealing with drought.
Ugh.
And, you know, customers had to constantly conserve, and their rates were based on their water usage in a certain allotment. And if customers went over their allotment, they were charged more. So we are very fortunate to have the amount of water that we have. And, you know, Pennsylvania and its natural resources, we're just so fortunate. And so that's why we do a lot of outreach and education to make sure people are aware of the, you know, what they can do to help protect our natural resources, to make sure that they conserve, that we have water for future generations. You know, and it, there's, everybody has an impact. Everyone on the planet lives in a watershed. This is something that we teach from kindergarten kids to high school, college kids. We will do presentations for community groups, you know, on any topic they want related to conservation, to education. And so we want everyone to realize that everyone touches a watershed. Everyone lives in a watershed, and everything they do impacts that watershed.
So let's talk about conservation and conserving and saving money. Handy tips. Do you have any?
You know, out of all the bills that homeowners pay, typically your water bill is going to be your lowest utility bill out there. The price of water is probably about 2 cents per gallon. So think about a gallon of water, and, you know, it's 2 cents. We all love to grab the fancy bottles in the convenience stores. And how much do we pay for those? Could be anywhere from 99 cents up to $2, $3, depending on how fancy the label is.
I went to the movies the other day. It was $5 for a bottle of water.
Well, let me just tell you, stop you right there, because, Susan, we buy cases of water. Yeah. So we don't have to go to the convenience store and buy that fancy bottle of water.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But so, you know, it's so easy to conserve. Think about, you know, buying that water, 99 cents a pop, and it's convenient. You know, you're running the kids to practice. You're running them to school, and they want to grab a bottle of water. To fill up a reusable bottle, which I carry with me all the time, I even brought my cup here today that I filled before I came, it's so much easier. You're saving money. You're saving the environment, because those plastic bottles, they're not always getting recycled. You know, we hear about it all the time. We throw it in a recycling bin. Is it really being recycled? It may not be. You know, so conserving is so much easier. And little things you can do around your home. You know, you can start with, you know, sprinkler systems. Do we need to have sprinklers running all summer? You know,
or in the rain.
Right.
I see people with them on time as they're running in the rain.
Or they're watering their driveway.
That's what I was going to say. How many times do you see you drive down the road and it's hitting the driveway, it's hitting the sidewalk.
Or my car when I'm driving by.
Yeah, they use a water broom out there. You know, let me just wash the driveway.
And what time of day are they running? Because if they're running during the day in the heat of the sun, that water is just hitting the grass and it's evaporating. And in fact, you're actually damaging, you know, if you have any plants or any shrubbery or your grass, it's actually going to burn the leaves because it's evaporating so fast. So we always tell people, water your garden in the morning or in the evening when it's cooler, and that gives that water a chance to really soak down. You know, and so that's a great way to conserve water. Don't run that sprinkler system. Don't water your garden in, you know, the heat of the sun in the summer. You know, make sure that, you know, you're disconnecting your hose outside, that you're turning it off to make sure that you're not running water. I know our hose drips a lot when it's left on, just because hoses are, they're cheap, and, you know, and the connections aren't always that secure. So turn it off when you're done to make sure you're not wasting water there. You know, when you move inside the house, a lot of things you can do inside the home. You know, instead of constantly running the cold water to get the water to drink, fill up a container, put it in your refrigerator. You always have cold water available to drink. It's going to save that running time. You know, and a lot of things too, like showers. Anybody who has kids knows that, you know, they're going to get in there and
sing.
You don't know when you're going to see them again.
Right.
You know, and you're always yelling, turn the water off. You're wasting water. Or they'll turn the water to get it hot, and then they're doing 15 other things. You know, running that water. And, of course, we all learned from, you know, the time we were born, showers are, you know, take shorter showers, and it's better than filling a tub. So you can conserve water there as well. You know, check your faucets for leaks. nobody realizes how much a slow drip from a faucet can waste money. You know, that constant drip. If you would put a glass under there, I think you'd be surprised how quickly it would fill up and how much that can waste money. You know, leaks are the biggest, you know, they're the biggest perpetrator of high water bills that people don't realize, especially toilets. In this area, we have a lot of older homes, a lot of older toilets. They use a lot of water when they flush, and sometimes they're running. And a lot of people will tell me, I had no idea that my toilet was running, and they'll call and say, my bill is really high. We get those calls all the time. I don't understand what happened. You know, my bill is usually this much, and then all of a sudden it jumped. And okay, we'll come out and we'll investigate. And a lot of times our employees will come in and they can hear it right away because it's something that you get used to as the background noise of your home.
Yeah, we used to have rental properties and that seemed to be a big culprit. Toilets mm-hmm. just running and running and running. And we'd get the bill and we'd have to go in and investigate. Yeah.
And it's very easy to check. You know, you can go to the store, you can buy dye tablets. You can also, you know, if you're a coffee drinker in the morning, take the lid off the back of the toilet tank. Drop some coffee in there, let the toilet sit and check it after maybe like 10, 15 minutes. And if that color comes through to the bowl, then you know that there's a leak or a problem. A lot of people would tell us, I love when I go to events, we do a lot of senior fairs, we do a lot of outreach, and people will come up to me and they'll say, oh, we always used to put a brick in to displace the water.
Yeah.
The problem is that brick is going to dissolve over time. And as you flush, all that sediment is going to go into your bowl. It can scratch the enamel, and then you can have problems. So what we recommend, you can actually go to, you know, a home store, and you can buy, they call them toilet tanks or toilet tummies. And it's just like a little plastic bag that you fill with water. You hang it on the end of your, inside your toilet tank, and it's going to displace, you know, maybe about a half gallon to a gallon of water. You can also take an empty half gallon milk jug or water container. Fill that with water so that it sinks, and that's going to displace water as well.
You mentioned running water, and something I picked up off your website was that if you're running water, say to get a cold, to mm-hmm. you can actually fill some jugs and mm-hmm. use that for your plant water to water your plants, which I thought was nifty because sometimes when I'm running the water, so it's just going right down the drain.
Yes, and our water heater is so far away from the kitchen. We got to run the water to get it hot, mm-hmm. but we're just letting money go down a drain.
What I do a lot of times, a couple of my things that I do that I picked up is, you know, especially in the summer when I'm rinsing vegetables or rinsing my lettuce, I will rinse my lettuce and then I'll dump that water in another container and I'll take that out to water my garden.
Oh.
We have a dehumidifier running in our basement in our cellar, and my husband, he knows now. Don't dump that water down the drain. We'll take that out to water our plants as well. And actually, the funny thing is, in the winter, at Christmas time, I have a container that when I'm washing my lettuce or my vegetables, I'll use that to water our Christmas tree.
Ah, neat, nifty. Okay, things that I would never think about. With us today is Susan Turkmanovich, External Affairs Manager at Pennsylvania American Water Company. How does someone get in touch with Pennsylvania American Water Company, please?
Pennsylvania American Water is available 24/7 for emergencies. You can call our customer service at 800-565-7292. We're available 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for any other issues such as billing or other questions, same number. We also have our website, PennsylvaniaAMWater.com. We have a lot of great information about our billing, about our rates, information about saving water, about protecting your home during the winter, about utility imposters. We also put a lot of information on our social media pages. We have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. If you go to our YouTube page, we have a lot of great videos that have information about, you know, what we do, how we work, our employees. We also put a lot of the information, a lot of the educational information out there that we've been talking about the past 2 weeks.
Great. Thank you, Susan. Pat?
Yes, we have a 60-acre farm and farmhouse at 1616 Forest Acres Drive in Clark Summit for $347,000. This farm has been in the same family for three generations. The farmhouse was built in 1900, and it has four bedrooms and two baths. The house also has a fireplace, but it needs some TLC, and it's being sold as is. The zoning is agricultural, and the taxes are less than $3,000. It has a barn, and the topography of the land is mixed. It's half field, half open fields, and the other half is wooded. This would be perfect for hunting, recreation, or you could build a new home overlooking the beautiful country, or you could bring the farm back to life. That's a 60-acre farm with a four-bedroom farmhouse and a barn at 1616 Forest Acres Drive in Clark Summit for $347,000, and that's listed by Kim Pisanti of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I'm delighted to announce that Stacy Granza is now working at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. She's a pleasure to work with. She really knows her stuff. She has a dynamic personality and strong working knowledge of our real estate market. Stacy is committed to exceeding client expectations. She's licensed since 2002. She's a million-dollar producer, and she brings a wealth of real estate experience to anyone who's looking to buy or sell a property. We look forward to being a part of Stacy Granza's success.
Stacy's a home run.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM. The Talker. We'll be right back. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back. We got questions.
And we got questions. We have with us for 2 weeks in a row, Susan Turkmanovich, Pennsylvania American Water Company's External Affairs Manager. Hello.
Hi.
So, we have a lot to ask you.
I know.
In such a short time, we have a lot of territory to cover.
What is better? Well or city water?
Well, you know, that's obviously a matter of opinion. A lot of people have different opinions. There is some great well water out there that, you know, is pristine. It's in a great area. You don't have any worries.
And there's some that smells like sulfur.
Yeah, there, you know, well water is underground. It comes from the groundwater. So it's very susceptible to anything that we put onto the ground. And that's why we talk about watershed protection so much, because anything you do in the watershed is going to impact the watershed, the aquifer, you know, that groundwater. So we want to make sure that people are aware of what they're drinking and where their water source is. In this area, we're very fortunate in Pennsylvania. We do have a lot of surface water, especially in Northeast here. We have 33 reservoirs that serve as primary and secondary reservoirs for us. And we have to adhere by some very strict regulations that are set on us by both DEP, the Department of Environmental Protection here in Pennsylvania, as well as the Environmental Protection Agency. So we do hundreds of tests a day, starting from the source, from that lake, from that reservoir where we get our water, through the treatment process, all the way to the finished product that goes to our customers' homes. We are constantly monitoring and testing water throughout the process. So we know that we're meeting and exceeding those standards. All of our plants in this area actually voluntarily belong to a program called the Partnership for Safe Water. It's part of the American Water Works Association's program to not just meet but exceed those standards. And it's a voluntary program that water companies can, you know, participate in if they're interested. And that means that we exceed those standards that are set by DEP. A lot of our plants have been in the program for 15 years. They've met director's awards. So that means that we adhere to those strict regulations and go beyond them.
So you actually provide testing results when you test the water,
right,
to homeowners.
Right. Every year we're required to provide our testing results to our customers. They'll actually be coming out probably within the next few months. They're called our consumer confidence reports, or CCRs. They're water quality reports. Typically, we test throughout the year, and for 2018, we'll be providing the 2018 results to our customers in different areas. They usually start going onto our website through March, April, May, so they should be coming out within the next few weeks. And you can go onto our website, you go search water quality reports, and there's a box where you just put in your information, you put in your zip code, and it'll tell you exactly where your water comes from. So, for example, if you live in Scranton, you can put your zip code in, 18505, and it'll say Lake Scranton, and you can open up that consumer confidence report. It'll tell you all of our results that we've received for the year, how we manage our water. It'll talk about source water protection, what we do to manage our watershed, to protect our sources, and it's going to give you all those results.
Now, if I have a well, how do I know what's in my water? I don't.
Well owners are responsible for their own testing, and there are a number of places that you can take your water to be tested. They're not going to test for the same things that we're going to test. There are pretty much routine tests that they do on well water. We go above and beyond when we test our sources.
So let me just say, okay, so what's in the water from the reservoirs or the surface water, mm-hmm. but in homes that are older homes, they once used lead pipes or they used lead solder. Now, sometimes people can have high readings of lead in their water because of the pipes in the home, the plumbing.
Right, and we also do test for lead. I'm going to back this up because we all know that this came to light, a few years ago with Flint, Michigan. I mean, you mentioned the word Flint and now everybody thinks water. What happened in Flint was a completely different situation where they had switched their water source without taking appropriate precautions or accommodating for the different water source. There is no lead in the water. But what happens is that the water can actually pull lead out of pipes, out of joints. Pennsylvania American Water, as part of our water treatment process, we actually add a corrosion inhibitor. We add something to the water that actually lines our pipes in the system so that the water cannot pull anything out of those pipes. When you get to older homes, we know we have older home stock in this area, and a lot of them might have lead joints, lead solder used, and so that's where that lead comes from. We do test for lead, and you can see that in our water quality reports and our consumer confidence reports that we don't show any high traces of lead in this area. That's all available to our customers. But what we actually have found when this hit the news and a lot of people were calling us and asking us questions, issues for lead in this area, the higher elevated blood levels, were actually coming from paint, the older paint in the older homes. So, it's apples to oranges. We're taking precautions to protect our customers. And, you can test for lead in your home. You can check those joints to see if you have lead. But you also need to look at your home, too, and see if there's lead paint, under a million layers of other paint in your home to see if it's there, because that peels, it cracks, and that dust gets in the air.
Thank you. Susan Turkmanovich, Pennsylvania American Water Company's External Affairs Manager. Quickly, your contact information, please.
Pennsylvania American Water is available 24/7 for emergencies at 800-565-7292. We're available 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for any other issues. You can call our customer service center, to report any kind of outages. If you have issues, we'll investigate. We'll send someone out. We also are available on our website, PennsylvaniaAMWater.com. You can check us out on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. If you go onto YouTube, we have a lot of great information that, we've talked about for the past 2 weeks. Everything from conserving water, frozen pipes, imposters, the testing that we do, our sources, our water treatment. We have a lot of great information for kids, too. My kids have gone through so many science fairs, and it's all about water when it comes to our science fairs.
Yeah, that's good information. Thank you, Susan. Pat?
Yes, we have a residential building lot at 131 East Grove Street in Dunmore for $35,000. This lot is 43 by 250 feet, and it goes from South Blakely Street in the rear to East Grove Street in the front. You can, if you can't find the home you're looking for, you can build your own. This is a rare find with only very few building lots for sale in Dunmore. That's a 43 by 250-foot building lot at 131 East Grove Street in Dunmore for $35,000, and that's listed by Gail Lewis of our office.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate and 94.3 FM The Talker.